Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
What a treat it is when we open the Optimize Your Life radio show every Friday, actually Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Time, here at the Hope Collection and on the Golden Rule Society, who brings you this radio show worldwide and on the Blog Radio Network. And then we're broadcasting on platforms all over the world. So I don't know who else is listening to us this morning. My name is Ron Clayton. I'm the president of the Hope Collection. And I have with me, and what a privilege, I have with me the founder of the Golden Rule Society. And if we take it a few more steps, not only is this gentleman, and I use that word with great pride, founder of the Golden Rule Society. Let's see, in his career, he was the original Top Gun, the Navy pilot, and flew 150 missions over Nam, and just, you know, his squadron didn't lose any planes that he was in charge of. Then later on, new competitions at Miramar, the Navy school for pilots, they had competitions where his squadrons were perfect along with him. And they turned around and they had all these accolades. He actually was a spokesperson for the United States government around the world on the USS Enterprise, the first nuclear-powered radio aircraft carrier to go around the world. And Len, of course, speaks 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 various languages. And so, you know, I think he's been in every continent of the world. And then later on, when he founded the Golden Rule Society, which it seems, when you think about it, what is the Golden Rule? It's something that every single one of us want to have operating in our life. We want to be it, we want to give it, and we want to live it. And Len has done that, and he's done so well. The Nobel Peace Prize Company, who people nominate to be recipients for that award, not that many people get nominated, folks. But this gentleman, a friend of mine, and he and his wife, but Len has been nominated 5 times. So now what's going to happen, I'm going to shut up because I'm going to turn this microphone over to my good friend, my buddy, my traveling, my cruising buddy. He used to cruise on the miles in the air on the stratosphere. We now do it on the oceans. And so, hi, Len. How are you today? Welcome.
Well, I'm honored to be here with you, my good buddy. Joe, gosh, it's fun, and I understand that your lovely bride is going to have a birthday tomorrow, along with all the other things that are going on, all in good faith and all in good fun. So, Mr. Ron Clayton, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, he is something special. And what he has accomplished in his life and what he's proceeding to do is just unimaginable. And all it is, it makes a better world. And that's why we're here. So a lot of thank you, Ron, and I'm honored to be part of the program. And ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do is what I was asked, why I'm into this charity program for, would you believe, just a little more than 50 years. That's half of a century. Helping cheap people, children, churches, charities, nationwide, worldwide. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pay attention because I'm going to ask you to watch my lips. Now that you thought about that, you can't do that. It's a radio show. But I got your attention because the point I want to make is we're not selling anything. We have a bunch of good things that we share with people. Sit along because what it does, it saves them money. Save people time, and it allows them to be more successful in their life. And one of our programs is educational, which is motivational, inspirational, character building program. And I'm going to ask you to put paper and a pencil handy because I'm going to give you the links for you to get there and to take advantage of all the three things, the free things that you can use to make it a better world for you and your family. And one of the things I say, and this is what they call the business for you, and I'm going to give you the website to visit so you can get these, and they're all free. Some things are better than free, but you got to take advantage. And the project I was mentioning is that it's a logical program that if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, again, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. That's a simple opportunity to do something with your life and help make it a better world. And by the way, the Golden Rule Society has got a program, what we call it, the Wise Traveler Program. And actually, it's a concept of helping people and helping them make a better world with them. And it's worldwide. And it's a kindness campaign. And it goes very simple. To better the lives of others, your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. So we'll be going on and on. But first, I want you to get yourself a piece of paper and a pencil. So I'm going to give you some information that you want to write on down and be sure that you're going to take advantage of what you're listening to on the Hope Show. And the gentleman that founded the Hope Collection went to school in Pennsylvania with my high school football coach. And that's something. And I didn't meet Mr. Joel Gripping till about 55 years after that. And he was a brilliant man. Sadly, the cancer got him last year. But what a man he was. Big, tall, good-looking. I mean, he had a doctorate in mathematics. And then he went on, and he was a senior advisor to three of our presidents. Unbelievable. And great personality, as I said, and always with a good smile, and always in the business of helping others. So he became a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society charity. What a deal. What a wonderful man. Anyway, I ask you to get your paper and pencil, and I'm going to kick off the show with one of the best gifts that you can get anywhere. And I will give you first a little story in the background of who used it. Where I'm in outside of San Diego, California, across the bridge in Coronado, California. And that's a very nice little place. And the first time my wife and I came here, we looked around and said, oh, throw the anchor over the side because we're staying. We have been here for many, many years, ladies and gentlemen. But I want you to copy this down. And you know how it goes with the website. It starts off at www.goldenrulesociety. And that's all one word, no spaces in between. GoldenRuleSociety.org, O-R-G. Simply means we're registered, unauthorized, kindness program with its legitimate, and it's a true gift to all people who listen and take advantage of the audience. And this is what we're going to do, give to you. Because here it is, if you got that www.goldenrulesociety.org, that's our charity for over half a century. Now, when you get there, and you can share this with your family, friends, neighbors, churches, and charities. You don't have to, because most everything is free. Some things are better than free. And the first one I talk about is a friend who he and his wife had to go on a business trip to New York City from San Diego. And he called them, made a reservation. He says, well, they told him, oh, that'll be $1,000. Wow. He says, I'm a member of the Golden Rule Society, which is free, by the way. And he says, okay, yeah, let me finish. Yes, it's only $500 now for the round trip. He saved on the first trip $500, he and his wife. And the nice part about it, when you get to be a member, and the membership is free, and what you do is you sign in, easy as can be, and you're now a member. So why not try it? Because it's free, and you'll make a better life for yourself. And what we have right now is we call it a kindness campaign. The kindness started on the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month in 2020. And everybody said, what's that all about? Well, the thing is, you're going to be making a better life for yourself. And the information, I'm just going to give you about the Wise Traveler Program. When you go to the website, you'll see all the things that we offer. Most everything is free. Some things are better than free. And the first thing you want to see is the Wise Traveler. You click on there, and you too can get discounts on travel. Now, it doesn't expire, and this is not any trying to pull you into something. It's all free to get to be in the program. And you can take it from there, my friends, and that's what it's all about. So, Ron, I'm going to take a little sip of my coffee right now and turn it back over you so people can hear all that's going on. I just gave them the first teaser, but there's many more, folks, so stick with us, and you'll have a wonderful Friday.
Get that coffee. Folks, I'd like to let you know what Len has been doing for so long. He mentioned the kindness campaign, which he kicked off. And not one of our members, the board members, has a daughter. She's our special princess. Her name is Ariana. In fact, if you're on the show at the beginning of the show, she wrote, her mom wrote a song that she sings to open up our show every day. And she's working on a brand new one. I haven't heard it yet, but I know it's great. This kindness campaign has gone viral because Ariana came home and said to her mom, how come we can't we have a kindness campaign for kids? We're going to call it a club. So now, because of that questionnaire and that thought, Mary and her daughter created a whole online. We have a package. If you have a school that you want to have a kindness campaign operating, it's free. It doesn't cost. It's nothing that's going to conflict with any curriculum or private school, public school. It doesn't make any difference. But it's just basic learning and helping kids to respect each other and get recognized for doing it. And doing that, we are one by one making a difference in the schools. That all came out of Captain Len King. Now, another thing, and he mentioned the travel, the reason the Golden Rule Society travel program, I want you to know that the savings are 30% to 60% guaranteed. And when you look up a price for something you want to travel, like a hotel room or a car rental or destination or even a cruise or any of those things, no limits, not any daytime, you know, I can do it this time. You know, there's none of that. It's open for everything. You actually are going to the booking site of the world when you join, and it's free, and you can find out, and you can see what the lowest price of anything, whether I don't care what it is, if it's travel related, we have a computer and algorithm that will look up the price of either the hotel or a car rental or a cruise or whatever. It will tell you what the lowest price available in the marketplace, and right underneath it will be Golden Rules price that you're going to purchase that product at. This is phenomenal, guys. It's a real benefit that it's good to ever the world, good around the world. So take advantage of that. Another thing that Len King is, I just got to tell you, this one program and company that Len King brought to the Go Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society is a company called Intiva Health, Intiva. And the gentleman who is a war hero, a wounded warrior, created this company, and what they do in the medical field, they provide multiple services and products that benefit you and me anywhere and everywhere. Now, when I say that, I'll give you one example. I know today that there is anybody that doesn't turn the TV on, and hear a commercial or see a commercial about gummy bear, gummy vitamin, gummy pills. Instead of taking a whole big horse pills, you can take a suck on a gummy bear. And the pharmaceutical companies have found that these gummy bear products are real popular. Well, to make the product with that prescription drug or that vitamin has to get and be a part of a gummy. We call it the carrier. C-A-R-R-I-E-R. The carrier of gummy bears for that product has to be pharmaceutical grade. And in our case, because of Intiva, they make it organic. 100% organic and pharmaceutical grade product. They are the number one supplier to CVS, Whole Foods, all use their private label brands, all use Intiva products to deliver their vitamins and pharmaceuticals. Now, folks, what that means for you and me is that as a company right now, in 1 year, they're doing $1 million a month. That's one division of Intiva. Intiva also has a program that you can send to a call for a genetic test. And, you know, like I said, do the swab. You do the swabbing in your, you know, your teeth and your mouth, and you send it in, and they do genetic testing that shows from your genetics what medicines you should not take. Products that could, if you took them, you go to the doctor and you prescribe the product, here's what happens. They do the test, they get a report. That report you send and give to your doctor. So that doctor will not prescribe products that will kill you. And right now, one of the highest levels of death in hospitals is not people going to the hospital and dying from a heart attack. It is because of misdiagnosed products given to people that they have a reaction. So, folks, here's a service that Intiva Health has. I know for a fact you can get the test. If your insurance company covers it, it's free. If they don't, it's $150. Now, to me, I used it. I'm waiting for the test to come back. My results, I'm going to give it to my doctor. I take 9 different pills. I want to know which ones are good for me. I found out one was not, and when my doctor changed my medicine, I'm much healthier. So, guys, gals, here's a service that you could take advantage of. Intiva Health was voted by every major medical company in the world 2 years ago as the number one supplier in supporting medical support and medical, they're just known in their integrity for being able to make medicine better and safer for each one of us. So that's because Len Gain, by the way, sits on the board of that organization. So, you know, his bringing it to us is just a dramatic service. Now, we've got others, and one of the things he has is the GoodRx. I'll tell you what. I walk into my pharmacy, and because of my 9 pills I take, even though I have insurance deductible, what happens is I get one pill, retail price for my diabetes pill, $1,300 a month. Now, I talked to Rebelsis, who called the manufacturer, and right up top, I got a $500 discount. It's still $900. Well, then, because of the RX program, I got another $350 off the place. And then my insurance kicked in, so now I pay $10 a month for my medicine. Guys, this is powerful tools that are at your disposal to use. And that's why we are so grateful for what kinds of things that Len Cain has brought to us. Every single person who decides to go online, and you can choose to join, you get join both. Golden Rule Society or the HopeCollection.com. GoldenRuleSociety.org, and we are joined at the hip. We are sister companies that work hand in hand to deliver and make this a better world. Folks, I am excited because today we work together in partnership, and it's working so well. And there's more things that are going to be happening. I'd like to make an announcement today. It is Friday, and we tend to have a lot of new people come on the show all over the world. And my dashboard, where I can see the people that register coming through on the blog radio, they're here directly. I can see and talk to them. Other people can hear me, but they aren't on the Discord, so I can't connect them. Anyways, on Memorial Day, that's May 29th, every Memorial Day, nationwide, there are ceremonies going on to reflect and have special services for those who have paid the ultimate price for us to have the freedom of faith, freedom to be able to practice our faith and be free and become free people, become be able to create income so they can join us together with others and build businesses, provide programs and history and education for our children. Well, Memorial Day this year will be the services are going to be, one in particular is in Buffalo, New York, at the world-famous Buffalo Naval Park, the largest inland naval memorial in the United States. And Captain Len King and his bride, his wonderful wife, and her, they are going to be here in Buffalo, New York, and he is the keynote speaker. He'll be there in his Navy dress uniform, saluting and be saluted. And he's the keynote speaker at the Naval Park at 9:30 on Monday morning, 29th. I invite everyone to be here. He's going to be in town for a few days, so there'll be some other opportunities to meet. In fact, my church has invited Len Kane to be the, he's going to be leading the service at our church, Resurrection Life, on Sunday morning before he does. Well, we're making him work, guys. And I'm excited and proud to do it. So we're having a wonderful time that he and Ann are going to be here. It's just going to be wonderful. So I want to make sure I made that announcement. If you want more details, we'll have it on the both the Hope Collection and the Optimize Your Life and the show or the Golden Rule Society. We can get you details if you'd like to know more. I know one group of Boy Scouts. You might not have known this. One of the original Boy Scouts in the United States of America is Captain Len Kane. And so a group of Boy Scouts from Medford, Minnesota, way up there north of Minneapolis and St. Paul, are coming by Amtrak train, and they're making their way, and they're spending the week here. And they're going to be on stage also with Len Kane. They're going to be doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and then they're going to actually speak the Boy Scout motto, which is, I want everybody to know this on this call, Boy Scouts went through some tumultuous time a couple of years ago, and they have since recommitted themselves as a Christian organization. Their precepts, their foundation is honoring God and building families, and we're going to have them. They're going to be honoring Len Kane at this event. They're going to be here. You know. Let's thank the Mary Stanley, the board member of one of the board members of the Hope Collection. She also hosts, runs the radio show several times a week. So, guys, if you're able in any way, shape, or form, you ever thought of coming to Buffalo Niagara Falls for a family get-together vacation, this is the time to do it because we're having, well, he won't know, when he retired, folks, they were elevating him to be a rear admiral, two-star general equivalent. But, folks, we got us a hero right in our midst here today, and I'm so proud and I'm so humbled to be able to share him with you today. If you've never talked to a rear admiral before, you ever talked to a real American hero, oh, by the way, he's been nominated for 5 Nobel Peace Prizes. Want to say hi to Len Kane? Well, come on, step up the microphone here. All the mics are open. If you want to say hi to Len Kane, please do that. Identify yourself right now. Go ahead.
Oh, you're awesome, Ron. Thank you very much for the kind words and the good background. And I'm going to ask a favor for the people who are listening. Sometimes when you're just listening to the show, there's outside noise. It could be animals, it could be machinery or what have you. So to enjoy the show without any interruptions, simply take your phone and there's a little lower left side indication that says to go to mute. So you click it, you hear the show, first class, good stuff, but there's no interruption with the speaker. So why don't you try that? It won't affect anything that you're listening, but if you keep it without doing that thing to go mute, well, it just messes up the radio show. So give it a shot and keep listening. You won't impair your listening and the good things that are going on. So that's that. And if you would, please, and I'm telling you, the wonderful opportunities that you have when you're listening to this show. And I call the program Gifts for You. And the simple thing is that we offer this website, and you can share that with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your churches, your charity, whoever, because it benefits everybody. And for over 50 years, I have yet to be paid. And I'm just doing this because I'm busy doing the work of the Lord, let me say.
Amen.
So here's another one of the items. It's called Hope for You. And this is from the original gentleman who was there, Veron Clayton. Was his right hand now, and now he filled in. He's the president of the company, and we, as a golden rule, we're a partner in that. Take it to what it's worth. And the idea of hope for you, you have opportunities galore. All kinds of things that are available to you. And it's just the nice part about it, you can pick and choose that which you like to do to help make it a better world for you and you, your family, your friends and neighbors. Give it a shot. And the one that I started off with, and I want to be sure that I tell you about it before we run out of time, because these Friday shows that I do, they ziggy by rather quickly, and I don't want to have you miss anything. And the one that I talked about earlier is the Success for You. And this focuses on children of all ages. We don't care how old you are. You can listen and learn from this program. And the nice part about it is that whatever you do, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, again, the logic is that you're going to be more successful in your life. And there are easy, nice things to do. There's not a lot of heavy lifting, but it's wonderful, and you can share it again with everybody and anybody. That is called Gifts for You, educational, motivational, inspirational, character building for children of all ages. That's the nice part. And I'll mention one more before I turn it back over to Ron. This is an organization called the Intiva Health Program. Now, the Intiva is a bit of an acronym, if you will, and it stands for information, and there's technology, that goes to all hands, and it's what it does, and it affects the medical industry worldwide, because I'm a partner in the organization, and it is such an organization that the people who are interested in it have made Golden Rule Society, and actually the Intiva Health Program, put together by a retired Marine. What a wonderful gentleman he is. And he works hard at it. He was going to college in Texas, where he was retired medically. So he put this together. And last year and the year before, we were selected as the number one organization in the world supporting the medical industry, and it's free. Some people, they tell me the stories, they say, hey, Len, I've got this problem with the glitch and the get-along, whatever he had was a problem, but he went to the Intiva Health Program, and they told him, he says, I was going to doctors, and the doctors weren't giving anything to help with my pain. And they said, oh, don't worry about that. Here's what you do. Don't take the ABC pill. Take the XYZ pill. You know, and I'm just making these up about. But it would help him, and it did, in fact, get rid of the pain that he was suffering through. Now, the one doctor can say, well, I'm not sure what to do about that. But here is the Intiva Health, number one in the world, supporting the medical industry. And they can say, oh, yeah, instead of ABC, take the XYZ. And they have wonderful things that you can. And here's the good thing, too. Medical professionals, doctors, nurses, scientists, whoever, whatever they do, they join. It's free, no cost or anything. But then they can do this. It's called synergy. More people working together, it makes the problem be solved soon. And I use this as another example. One guy was saying, hey, I've got the cure to cancer. Yes, I'm sure it's going to work, but can you guys help me? And most everybody in the group, as they are collectively, they said, well, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Smith, Don't waste your time, because what you're saying doesn't work. It's been tried a number of times. It doesn't work. So the person who said he was doing it, he said, oh, I thought I was going to solve the world's problem, curing cancer. Well, if he get in and he was sharing what he was doing and they were doing, wow, collectively they went to, again, synergy, group going, and they're working together rather than competing with one another. And that's the good part about it. You can be on there and say, hey, I think we should try this or try that. Well, yes, that'll work. And then people say, no, we tried that 100 times. It still won't work. But that's a good way of not wasting your time. If you think you got something good and you are wasting time, well, you'll be informed. But that's the nice part of the Intiva Health. And you got to give it a go, because that's where we are. And what we want to do is help make it a better world. So, again, Ron, I'll stop for a minute or two to let we have another guest or two. And we can invite them on. And I'm standing by. I've got a couple more stories to tell. And the nice part about them, they all are true. God bless you. Not wasting your time. Yeah, that's with us. Okay, Ron, take it for a little bit, and I'm here to help.
Got it back. Thanks, Len. Well, I hope anybody that's been listening in at all that you have today been able to collect something that you might be able to look into that will benefit you and your family. And really, we've only just begun, and we start talking about all the different areas that Len Cain is. Combined with this friendship that he had with Joel Gripping and Burl Wolf, these guys are truly American heroes in making world-changing events and programs that they've been a part of. They're people of influence, and so they've kind of set a pattern and a trail for each of us to be able to pass on to others. And that's our objective here. We're building an army of people. The Army of the Hope Collection and the Army of the Golden Rule Society folks that are out making a difference in the circle of friends that we have right in our own, between our church and our home, our neighborhoods, our neighbors, the organizations that we work and operate in our town. What a difference if each one of us were just doing that every day with one person. Let me tell you something, how quickly this kind of synergy multiplies and it grows and it creates just wonderful, wonderful things. I'm telling you guys, we can make a difference. One of the outreaches I'm going to talk about that we've been involved in really for almost 6 years at the Hope Collection, we have a gentleman who's a neurosurgeon doctor. He started out in New York City in the emergency room. He's an emergency room surgeon. And he saw a lot of terrible, terrible stuff over the years. And his name is Dr. Dave. And he got involved in research that was working to find solving problems that people have, problems with their brain. And followed a process called neurology. And in that area, they're able to, they've uncovered a methodology to restore and overcome the side effects of post-war traumatic syndrome. Or if you've had, anybody who's on the phone that's ever had a concussion, I mean a real concussion, believe it or not, every one of the times that happens, there's a map in your brain. It's there. When you have a CAT scan, the doctors will see it. How do I know that? When I had my stroke, they informed me I have three. And I remember the three times that it happened, believe it or not. Once was a car accident. Once when I was very young, I was going to a party in the wintertime, and it was all ice. I had my six-pack with me. I went up, fell, and my feet went out from under me. I fell down. My head hit the concrete, and the six-pack broke open on my head. I spent the night at the party at the WCA hospital in Jamestown, New York. And it was pretty bad. Well, the remnants of that over years had affected me. Well, you say, Ron, I never knew you. I knew you were crazy, but anyways, I had the treatments that Dr. Duman did, and it has helped me to overcome issues that for a long time in my life I had. Well, now this research is moving forward. In July, the military have what they call white papers, and what it is a report to the from the government to the public, and what it does, it gives conclusions. Usually when there's been a, let's say, a test that's been done or a series of tests or trials are done, when there's something to share good news with the public, they do white papers. Well, in July, we are expecting a white paper coming out for Dr. Duman's process of healing people, soldiers, people who have concussions or post-war traumatic syndrome. This system, folks, has right now, through the testing, I can say it because it's already been proven, 85% effectiveness. Did you hear me? 85%. And by the way, there's no chemicals. There's no addictive drugs. There are no drugs. It's chemical, drug-free. Well, recently we got an invitation for Dr. David to go to Walter Reed Hospital. And they are working out the details right now as we speak. But he is going there, and they're choosing a handful of wounded warriors in Walter Reed Hospital that he's going to treat. And they're going to get a firsthand demonstration of how this process works. And I will tell you, the organization here in Buffalo called Battle Within, which is a nonprofit that we're working with, they're the sponsors of this year's Memorial Day ceremony at the Naval Park, where Captain Len Kane is speaking, keynote speaker. Well, Mark Donnelly is the head of that organization, and we're working together. And we have outreach programs to provide services and cures for these terrible, terrible problems. You know, the results of these issues right now, we have documented 23 soldiers are committing suicide a day, folks. And now we're in the cutting edge of maybe having put an end to that, to eliminate that. That's how important the work that the people that are affiliated, associated with the Hope Collection, the Golden Rule Society, and the organizations that we support. We are making a true difference. And when you are a member, and by the way, membership is free. There's no contract. There's no credit card. You don't have to do any of that stuff. All you got to do is, I want to be a part of this, movement. And then you choose what area. We all work in different areas. You choose what area you want to help us in. And we need help. We're asking for people to join us and find your passion and help us join to make something happen. Because of it, that's why we got 10 Boy Scouts that are going to be doing a salute, part of the Color Guard, on Memorial Day at the service at the Buffalo Naval Park. These guys are going to, these kids are going to walk away with a special patch for participating. You know, Boy Scouts Collective, they have that slum thing they put over the shoulder, and they have their patches for different things that they do. To achieve, really, why we, you know, who isn't proud of a Boy Scout? You know, their motto, be prepared. And the rest of their motto is all about serving God and being a part of making this world a better place. Guys, you can join us. We need your help. And I'll just, you know, I'll finish up. I don't know, does anybody else have anything that they'd like to share? I've been carrying, Len and I have been carrying on here today. I know there's a couple other folks that we'd like to recognize that come on the show, Len. Anybody like to say hello?
Well, in this country, you know I always got something to say.
Welcome aboard.
But I got my first opening statement, Lynn. We can't say enough about you, sir, to even measure up to what it is. Words are not enough to explain the humanitarian acts that you learned and been practicing and doing all your life. And every time I hear somebody mention that you won International Humanitarian Man of the Year Award, I kind of cuckle in the backgrounds and say, and he didn't nominate himself. That comes through action and a lifetime of work, Lynn, and we can't commend you and thank you enough. So instead of trying to thank you, I continue to thank the divine creator for sending a man of your kind and your nature into our lives, because when they said it's a blessing to be, so you definitely are a blessing to be. Now, Ron, you came in and also mentioned our mentor, Joel Griffin. Joel Griffin was a visionary who had the vision to see 10 years into the future that we've been doing the show now and see some of the things that eyes have never seen and ears have never even heard of. Because the thing about it is when he set up the template and passed the totem over to you, Ron, our new president, the eight pillars that you so wonderfully described to everybody, it does give everybody a new opportunity to be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Should I say that part again? In business for yourself, but not by yourself? Because here, we are here to assist you and help you. We have no hidden motives or hidden agendas on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you. We're here to complete you, not compete with you. And I heard Lynn say, it doesn't matter, doesn't matter, doesn't matter where you are in this world. Doesn't matter what age you are. Why? Because we're all God's children. Now, doesn't that make sense that you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself? And we're about our Father's business. Why? That's what we have in common, in case you're missing and you're not picking up what I'm putting down. Our Father. Our Father's business. And then you hear Lynn over there, the Golden Rule Society, based on the Golden Rule. It's simple, really, really, really simple. Treat other people the way that you would like to be treated, and it doesn't even cost you anything to smile in the world or smile back at you. I was riding down the road the other day, and I didn't even know I knew sign language. I saw an old antique car. I tooted my horn, and I throwed the guy a thumbs up, and he tooted and throwed me a thumb back up, too. Wow. So what happens in the process, Lynn says, I think we're going to launch it. He told y'all the dates, 10-10-10. Ooh, that sounds like a triple blessing chord there. 10-10-10, my favorite number 3. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. Lynn Cain, he just delivered the numbers. You always said, I just many are called and few are chosen, and you just want to be in that number. Oh, they forgot. Ron told y'all that he's number 1, Top Gun, number 1 in the world. You are simply the best, better than all the rest. And Lynn, you say kindness campaign, and then you partnered up with Ron Clayton. You call it kindness over there, and then here comes Ron Clayton with a vision. He calls it hope for you. Yeah, hope for you. And then crazy enough, they said, we're going to let all different kinds of people. We're going to take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the West. There's Lynn Cain way over in California. There's Ron way up in New York. There's Mary way over in Minnesota. country boys down here in the dirty South. We don't mind getting dirty with you. But listen, you guys, down here in the dirty South, my grandmama told me, Lynn told him, be kind. It doesn't matter where you go in the world, Lynn, just be kind. My grandmama said, baby, she says, baby, I told you it doesn't matter what age you are. I'm still my grandmama's baby at 62 years of age. She said, baby, it's a blessing to be a blessing. And when I got older, I heard Shakespeare paid it forward and gave it to Hamlet. And Hamlet said, to be or not to be. Over here at Hope, our vision is to help people so that they can help other people. Is that not paying it forward, you guys? That's what Jewel Griffin, shout out Jewel Griffin, our visionarian, he calls it synergy. Lynn, I heard you say it. I heard Ron say it. And for you people that are worshiping the universe, what goes around comes around. Do unto others before they do unto you. You love somebody and it comes right back to you. Oh, I forgot to tell you. We got enough love amongst us to make the world go round. Oh, Country Boy now calls it one nation under love. Last part, Ron. We're taking the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we're allowing all people to love their very, very, very best. Anything less than that is absolutely unacceptable. But here, we're talking about women like Mary Stanley. They call her Super Stanley. Shout out, veteran warrior woman, mom of two special gifted kids. I always wondered when it's time to go to war, why they call in the special forces. That's why they sent Mary. She's equipped with two special children. Little Princess Ron calls her Princess Ariana, that teamed up with Lynn Kane and says, let's launch an international kindness club so we can help make for a better world and do extraordinary things on ordinary days by simply passing love, hope, and kindness other people's way. Now, does that sound complicated that you must practice? Doesn't mean you get perfect, Lynn. Practice means you only get better and better and better, whatever it is that you do. Do unto others before they do unto you, because when you give some love, some hope, and kindness away, eventually it will come right back to you. Back to you, Ron Clayton.
Someday you're going to have to get excited, Country Boy. One game, doesn't he get excited?
Oh, wow. Presentation, Mr. Brad Dorsey. Well, I like his nickname, Country Boy. God bless you. And a wonderful wife. Great guy. Good family. They're all doing wonderful things in this world. Terrific stuff.
Len, did you know that some of the people that are related to, I don't mean, you know, related like in family, but related that work with Country Boy down in Atlanta, they're planning on having a National Kindness Day convention in August. And I know that's
festival.
In the works right now. Festival. I'm sorry. Thank you. Well, see, when I start, you get the information from the person that knows the most. Mary Stanley, why don't you stop and give everybody on the call a little bit of an insight as what's being planned right now. And when you plan something and you start talking about it, that's called claiming it. And when you claim it, it happens. So, Mary, why don't you go ahead and talk about that?
August 12th in the town of Greensboro, which is, I might be wrong here, but I believe it's right outside of Atlanta. You have to ask Country Boy on that one. They are going to have a kindness festival. There will be tables and stuff out for different activities for kids to do. There will be different events throughout the area for families to do. Optimize My Life Radio will be there hosting the event live, airing the radio show live down there, and it'll be live through all of our social media accounts. And when we get more details, we'll release them, but yeah. It'll
this
be a
fun, cool.
Full-day event.
Well, knowing that you're involved in it, and Mary, among the few things that you do, because I know up there, you know, people tell me in Minnesota there's really not much to do. But let's see, you are the mother of two wonderful, incredible children, Luke Skywalker and the princess, better known as Ariana and David. So you're mom, number one. You're a wife, the dad, Andy. You are a former soldier. You worked and helped clean up 9/11. You were there. You also have gone on to become a counselor, a certified life coach, a certified autistic child coach for helping families and people. You have a business. That's what you do. You host a radio show multiple times a day. You have a program that now you've become, you are the scout leader of, is it 305 or 350?
It's 350. I am the charter representative for the United Church of Christ Church for the Boy Scouts, which means I am the link between the church and the Boy Scouts. I oversee the whole pack and what goes on with it. And now I am, since I'm on the board of our local church, I am also the chaplain for our pack's Boy Scout unit.
She's designing websites for three of the businesses here in Atlanta. We have DeKalb County, which is the third richest county in the nation, went through a depression when the virus hit. And Mary is working on the committee to help do a revitalization program and redesigning the DeKalb County's website so that the world can see what it used to look like and what it's going to look like in the very near future. Mary's already working with us people down here. She don't mind getting dirty in the dirty, dirty South. Businesses that she's never even met, and no one even knows who Mary is. They just know what she does. Just like Lynn Cain, they think the top gun is Tom Cruise. But if you guys want to make history with a walking, living, talking, breathing legend in his own time, not in his own mind, in his own time, tune in right here Friday. Tell me one person that you know that has all these accomplishments in the world, and you can call them up and talk to them. Just name me one. Lynn Cain. Must I say more, Lynn?
Absolutely. You are something special, Mr. Brad Dorsey. Country boy. God bless you. Keep it going. Have you set a date in August?
Mary's always got more stuff to fill us in if we hush long enough. She's been outmanned today. Even though it has no gender, we're equal in essence. We're just different in function. There's nobody on the planet that can do what Mary Stanley does. Supermom! And connected us to the world so we're able to speak to how many countries, Mary?
93.
Wow.
The last time I checked.
Wow.
It just keeps getting gooder and gooder, guys. You know, I got to tell you, I know I'm bragging a lot about, well, I always do for my friend, Lynn Cain. He does pretty good. We were out on a cruise one time, and the captain of the ship. Now, you know, a lot of people go on cruises, you know, remember the Love Boat, Prince of Cruises. They made a TV show out of it. It's back on the air again. You've got NCL, you've got Cunard, that's the one that actually owned the Titanic, going back in lineage. You've got the Royal Caribbean, you've got Celestial, I'm mentioning American River Cruises, Carnival. I'm missing probably a half dozen different cruise lines. But, you know, we were out on a cruise in the Caribbean one time. Len and Ann Cain were joined with us, along with a number of leaders of the Hope Collection. Joel and Artis Griffin were there, founder of the Hope Collection. And Rick Reese, the head of Marketplace Ministries, was there. And the captain of the ship came down to, we were having a little reception. with a group of people on the ship and some of the people that were part of the we had a Hope Collection cruise. And Len and Ann were there, and we were presenting him with an honoree for his years of service and working with us at the Hope Collection. And the captain of the ship, Captain Louis, came down. And he's in his dress white. You've seen these captains wearing dress white. You mean spotless. He's got this fancy, you know, the hat. You take a look at the captain's hat. You know when he walks down the promenade and he's walking down there, you know who the captain. So he walks up to Len Kane and congratulates him for his years of service. And like him, a captain, he's in the commercial world. Len was, of course, in the military world. Well, Len and everybody, as you know, Len, the story, Captain Louis took his hat off, his captain's hat off, and presented it to Len Kane and gave it to him as a gift in honor of him. After that, Captain Louis invited, he invited us to take 10 people. We had 10 people got a personal invite to go to the bridge of the ship. We were on the Conquest, name of the ship. And a ton of us later that afternoon had a private tour of the bridge as that ship, 3,000-passenger ship going down the Caribbean, 21 knots. And we're sitting there on the bridge. And Len Kane and the captain, they're over there yakking away. And, you know, the crew is running the ship all around us. And we're sitting there, and we were in awe because the chances of getting onto the bridge of the ship for most people is none. And what a privilege, because we were with Len Kane. We had the privilege to be on the bridge of a wonderful, world-class ship. And it was beautiful, wasn't it, Len?
Absolutely. Brought back many memories of me being on the Enterprise, USS Enterprise, when I was a navigator, and we went and made the first round-the-roll cruise with three nuclear-powered carriers. And what fun that was. What a record that is. Now, you're bringing back fond memories, my friend. But keep it going. Keep it going, Ron.
Well, we also had the privilege.
Len, I have.
Go ahead, country boy.
Ron, I had one more thought, too, because when Len always, he kind of always cackles and does this funny little giggle when he says that the 50-something years that he's been doing what he's been doing, he has not received $1 from anybody for doing. But Len, I don't remember the exact statistics, but I remember somebody or you maybe saying that you've flown around the world enough times to go to the moon and back. I don't know how many times, but if I ever got that high, y'all talk about on the water now, but if I ever got that high up that many times, that close to God, I wouldn't want to never come down. But when you cackle and say, and I'm going to take this one from you, Lynn, today, Lynn always says that we have not gotten paid. We operate as a non-for-profit organization. All these years, I'm quoting you, Lynn, I have never received one penny for what I've done, but you hear that this divine creator that we serve, retirement plan, is simply out of this world. So are you, sir. You're simply from another planet. You must have came out of the spirit and landed here on earth. And when you do decide to land your plane again, I'm pretty sure that they're going to line your runway with streets of gold. Back you, Ron.
Kindness goes on, country boy. God bless you. Thank you for the good words. Over to you, Ron.
Well, I believe the flight deck that you'll be landing on next is right here. And the code for the three-letter code for the airport in Buffalo, New York is BUF. Buff. And you will be landing, you know, the flight deck's been cleared for you to come on, land right down here. You end up at the Russell Steakhouse and the Heroes Monument Park. You're going to be meeting with the world-famous philanthropist. His name is Russ Salvatore. He has bought wings. He's bought for and paid for wings of Children's Hospital. And he's so looking forward to meeting you. You did a commercial pretending he was the Top Gun, Len, when he has it, the recording, the loop they have, he has a television and the commercial with him as Top Gun. It's playing there right now. So when you land, you're going to see his TV commercial promoting his steaks, Russell's Steaks and More. So you guys are going to hit it off. I know it's going to be a great time as we break bread together when you're here. So, guys, I hope you had a wonderful show today. I hope it was a fitting time that you've invested to be with us. Know this, bring new people with you next week. We need some new people. And if you wouldn't mind, just tell and say to someone, hey, at noon, what are you doing? I want to introduce you to a wonderful group of people that are making a difference. Len Kane and the Rick Reese's of this world, Country Boy. I can go on and on of the people that are on this show right now that are making a difference in the world. And there's Kim Wilkins. She's out there touching lives and touching lives every day, helping veterans that are in her community. She is like she's the mama of the block. Every kid in the neighborhood flocks to her home because she makes sure that they're eating well. You talk about giving. This woman is just as much a hero as anybody else that's doing things to touch people's lives. We're proud to have her in our circle of friends. So you guys all have a great day. We thank you for joining us. You all have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Bye now.
God bless. Bye-bye for now.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless, everybody.